Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in to another absolutely freaking miserable Monday. We're in the midst of an all-time New York Mets choke. We'll get to that later. The New York Jets decided to get creative with our emotions and find a new way to kick us in the groin. We'll get to that in just a few short minutes. And then you have the New York Giants, who did whatever the hell that was on Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to get to all of it. We're going to talk to you. We're going to be your therapist. Tiki was there last night. He was there until 2 o'clock in the morning. What a freaking disaster.
Yeah, I was not happy about that one. Mainly for the reason that is obvious. The New York Giants have good players on this team. But these good players are a group of undisciplined, underachieving, well-put-together roster who don't make plays. Mm. They're not playmakers. They're not aware of the moment when something big needs to happen, and they have the opportunity to make that happen. They don't make the plays. Now, they did against the Cowboys in a lot of cases. You saw them league neighbor stuff. But against the best team defensively in the NFL over the last couple of years, maybe year and a half, the Kansas City Chiefs, who aren't scoring a ton of points, who are flawed in so many ways, but their defense has been dominant. When you have chances to make plays, you have to make plays. This team doesn't do it. And I know we'll get to the coaching at some point, talk about Dabbs and Kafka and Shane Bowen and all these other pieces of this puzzle. But as I was watching the game last night, to me it was the players. Paulson Adebo, you have your hands, both hands, on a football. Catch it. Mm. Abdul Carter, I know you're a rookie, but you came in talking like you were the man. You got a quarterback, Pat Mahomes, dead to rights for a sack. Sack him. Mm. Don't let him toss a ball 70 yards downfield and get a PI. Oh, and Drew Phillips, can you play consistently, please? Sometimes you look fantastic. Others, you look like you don't know what the hell you're doing. This team doesn't have playmakers. They have good players. They don't have playmakers, and they're not going to win until they figure out that every one of those little moments. Oh, I got to pause. Cameron Scataboo, you're a baller, dude. I give you respect because you run hard as hell, and you talked about your physicality on the pregame show that we were hosting with John Schmelk, how physicality transfers. When I run somebody over, when I stone somebody at the line of scrimmage, guys get jacked up about it, and it transfers. Respect. Everybody else needs to play like that.
Yeah.
And they don't.
You talk about making plays. This game, when Cam Scataboo rumbled into the end zone for a 14-yard touchdown run, and he made it 6-6, it was the first time, probably the only time, watching the game at home, I said to myself, wow, you know what? Maybe they can win this game.
I thought they were winning after that moment.
I get that.
The Chiefs had two field goals. Defense is doing their job.
Yeah.
Right? Ben, don't break. Let them kick field goals. And they miss one, and then Cam does that.
Unbelievable.
We're winning this game.
It was right after the Chiefs made two mistakes, including a roughing the passer penalty that extended a drive. And it's like, okay, it's 6-6. And there was a sequence of three things that happened in the next 5 minutes that I think perfectly define what you were saying. First of all, and we'll get more into detail on this as the show rolls on, the Giants, for the third time in the Brian Daboll era, are essentially left without a kicker. And so Graham Cano can't hit the extra point to go up 7-6 because he's not attempting it. A punter is, and instead of going for two, which they were probably better off doing, you get yourself a mixed extra point. That's number one. Number two, and to me, this is the play that defines the New York Giants. Patrick Mahomes, which I still can't figure out why, decides to throw the football backwards, and Bobby Okereke makes a play.
Tries to.
Picks up the football. He's running, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then Patrick Mahomes rips the ball away from him the way a bully rips candy out of a child's hand. The way Sean rips something that his daughter's doing out of her hand. No, you don't grab that. Mm-hmm. The way I rip something out of my kid's hand. Pat Mahomes said, no, rips it away from him. And then five plays later, you mentioned the missed opportunities. Paulson Adebo, who I think has 10 career interceptions in his career.
That's why he was signed here.
I heard he's good at that. That's what I was told. Drops an interception. And all of that leads to, instead of the Giants being up 13-6, or maybe 9-6, or something of that nature, they're down 9-6 at the half with the Chiefs getting the ball to start the third quarter. And you know what I know, what everybody knew. They missed their chance. Those three moments, to me, define the missed opportunity that the Giants had last night against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Agreed. And that's not on the coaching. That's on the players not making the plays. And so we'll get to the coaching, because it was bad. The red zone continues to be a disaster, an utter disaster. Russell Wilson, against good defenses over the last 2 years, has not played well. Period. It's like he's a different person. When he's playing a Little Sisters of the Poor, it's easy. I'll throw for 450 yards. But when you're playing one of the top defenses, the Kansas City Chiefs have given up 18 points in the last year or so, last couple of games, going back into last year. They're a good defense. Steve Spagnuolo is going to test you. He's going to make you think. He's going to make you question what you think you should do. Russell Wilson looked like he was a third-year player, doubting whether, am I going to throw this ball to Malik Nabers? No, I'm not going to throw. I'm going to throw this over. No, you know, I'm going to throw it to Malik Nabers and throw an interception. Right? Those type of decisions are not what Russell Wilson is here to do.
You know what that reminds me of? You know, we have been lucky, really unlucky, actually, to watch legendary players play in our city at the end of their careers. And by no means am I saying Russell Wilson is legendary, but he's put together a borderline Hall of Fame career. He's been in multiple Super Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl championship. He's got a hell of a resume. And I've learned something, Teak, through all different sports, through basketball, through baseball, and certainly in the NFL, what a formerly great to really good player looks like at the end of their career. Justin Verlander, Kevin Durant, and Russell Wilson. Those are just a few examples. And here's what it is, exactly what you described. There will be hints of greatness. There will be hints of, oh, Russell Wilson! That's the Russell Wilson I remember. But more times than not, he ain't that guy. And what we saw yesterday evening is what your first reaction was. You know what they tell you when you take the SATs or you take a test in high school? Your first reaction is the right one.
Yeah.
But sometimes,
as long as you've studied for it.
But sometimes you change your first reaction because maybe you see something like, you know what? This is different. I remember months ago, when we brought up Russell Wilson, you uttered the famous phrase. You said, Russell Wilson is washed. Russell Wilson is washed. No. Russell Wilson is washed. And just because a player has a moment or a game or a few quarters where they make you think they're not, doesn't mean they're not washed. What we saw last night, especially on that drive in which Russell Wilson is throwing footballs off the goalposts and throwing footballs up the hallway, that's a sign of a guy who's done.
Doesn't know what he's doing or doesn't know what he wants to do. And that's really the biggest problem that I have. Russell Wilson projects positivity. It is just who he is. It's in his nature. He is a great man. I'm not talking about him as a person. I'm talking about him as a football player. And right now, from week one and week three, week two is a completely different story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place. I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Because Dallas' defense, as we subsequently have seen, stinks. The Chicago Bears destroyed them.
We saw it.
So we know what Cowboys' defense is. So week one and week three, two of the better defenses in the NFL, Russell Wilson looks like he doesn't know what he's supposed to do. And that's disappointing, but it's kind of what we saw in Denver. It's what we saw, even with Sean Payton in Denver, where he got benched at the end of the year. It's what we saw for the last five games of his season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right? He started pretty good, and then he kind of just fell apart. So, like, I don't want to just dump and run away from Russ, because I think his leadership is important. I don't think that this locker room has given up on Russell Wilson. I don't think that they're in the back of their minds clamoring for Jackson Dart. So there's the budding of this quarterback controversy that we always hear when there's a young guy waiting in the wings. I don't think the team is there yet. I don't even know if Dabes is there yet. But just like me and you and every single Giant fan out there, you got to be at least thinking it. It hasn't bubbled to the surface yet. But you're at least thinking what I said 2 years ago and what you just repeated.
Yeah.
That Russ doesn't have it anymore.
No, he's not playing that way. And the Cowboy game, and I was afraid of this when we were previewing this game against Kansas City, because I was afraid of it. I'd rather talk about wins. I don't love talking about how we're all such a big bunch of losers, which we are right now.
0-6.
I mean, 0-6 in New York football. And we'll get to the pathetic mess that is the Jets in a few short minutes. But Russell Wilson is proving that what we saw for four quarters, because it wasn't the entire game, it certainly wasn't overtime, was an aberration against the Cowboys. He did a great job picking on an incredibly flawed Dallas Cowboy defense. He appears to be what your gut reaction was, a washed quarterback. But here's what's so complicated about it. What's complicated is I heard 70,000 people chanting for Jackson Dart last night. I don't blame you. I don't blame you for wanting that. But the problem is, I don't know if that's what's best.
Right.
And so we're at this road. This
by the way, it was probably more like 40,000 because 30,000 in there were Chiefs fans.
Oh, that's true. That's
a good maybe point. Not that many, but there was a lot of them.
And the crowd was, I don't want to call the people toxic. You're not toxic. The situation is toxic.
Yeah.
What we witnessed last night, Russell Wilson is on the last leg of his career. He comes out for a play. Here comes Jackson Dart, and the crowd cheers like a rock star walked into the building. Then Brian Daboll says, all right, enough of that. Let's go take our package out and go back to Russell Wilson. And the crowd chants like they're at a funeral. The situation is toxic as all hell.
Yeah, they've created a fan reaction that didn't need to be created.
They created a revolt.
Yeah.
And it's a bad situation now. It just is. They're 0-3. They're going to make a quarterback change at some point, and we're all going to debate when that should be. They find ways to lose, which I thought last night was a great example of.
That was a winnable game.
It was a winnable game. Again, go back to that sequence at the end of the first half. It was there for them. They had opportunities. You see the same mistakes over and over again, like, hey, our kicker's hurt. Uh-oh, yeah, what do we do?
Yeah, and here's the thing. You'll hear that was just bad luck. Oh, it's just bad luck. Yeah, bad timing, just bad luck. Guy gets hurt in warm-ups. He was healthy all week, not on the injury report. He gets hurt. Fool me once, right?
Yes.
Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me the third time? What in the hell is going on?
Third time. He's right.
Seriously.
This is the third straight year where there was some type of Graham Gano injury issue that left the New York Giants naked. We'll go into further detail on all of these things and get your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And then you had a 15-minute sequence that I'll never forget. And I swear to God when I say this to you, when the New York Jets lost the way they did to Tampa, and when Jacob Young is climbing the fence and robbing Francisco Alvarez of a game-tying home run, I had a thought. I had a thought of running away. I had a thought of, I'm going to call the architect, our boss, and tell him, I'm done doing this. I don't want to come on the radio anymore. I was going to cancel all my subscriptions. I was going to cancel my season tickets, and I was going to become a history teacher. That's what that was it. I was about to tell my wife, sorry, hon, I'm going to make a lot less money. I'm a baby. But I'm about to be a history teacher because I can't deal with this crap anymore. I can't deal with the constant pain, the constant neglect, and the constant new creative ways to lose. And let me make this perfectly clear to this head coach. And we'll listen to what he had to say. We'll analyze some of the things Aaron Glenn did yesterday. But let me just start off with a very simple comment. The Jets sucked yesterday.
Same old Jets.
They didn't play well. We were lucky due to weird circumstances that led to the Will McDonald block and return that even gave this team a chance to win. And they lost like the losers they are. Stunning nobody.
Right.
Everybody knew with a minute 45 to go, you gave at Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers way too much time. So I accept that. I accept we're losers. I accept that it was a new painful creative way to lose. Do not tell me, do not spit in my eye and tell me it's raining. Don't tell me there's progress. What progress? They played like crap. Did you run the ball well? Did you throw the ball well? Did you defend anything well? Were you more disciplined? The answer's no to literally every answer.
Right.
They sucked yesterday. So don't tell me things are better. Don't tell me it's close. And don't tell me I don't believe in moral victories, but. Don't give me buts. So I was aggravated to no end because, A, the Mets are a bunch of gutless cowards who are going to miss the playoffs. And if you disagree with that, you're lying to yourself. Don't tell me after another new creative way to lose, well, we're making progress and we're not the same old Jets. I will make this perfectly clear to Aaron Glenn and anybody else. We are the same old Jets until you prove we're not.
Same old Jets.
Until you win, until you make it obvious, until you make it clear you're not the same old Jets, you are the same old Jets until we tell you you're not. You work for us. Don't tell us we're not the same old Jets. I hope, Aaron, because I do believe in you, believe it or not. I do believe in Aaron Glenn. I hope that 3 weeks from now, you can go into one of these press conferences and say, I told you so, and you have every right to. But until you win a freaking game, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Is that not fair?
No, it's very fair, because the Jets had every reason to bow out of this game. I'll give them credit, because early on, or really three quarters of the way through, it was over.
They were getting blown out, Teak.
It wasn't even a possibility that this team would come back. But then they fought. And then they found ways. Now, part of it was because Todd Bowles was playing a little prevent defense. Let's just not give up big plays. Make them earn their yardage. And then if they're going to score, let them score on their own time. We trust in Baker to do whatever Baker needs to do to get us back in position to win this game. And that's ultimately what happened. They blocked that field goal attempt with 2 minutes to go in the game. And I didn't see this live. I was obviously preparing for the Giants game. But as I saw this happen in replay, the first thing that came to my mind, because I'm watching it clean. I know what the score was. I know that they lost, but I'm watching it clean. Was, man, that's too much time. Because we saw this 2 weeks. We saw this last week.
Of course.
Todd Bowles allowed the opponent to score so that he could have the ball with 40-something seconds left and go down the field, and Baker Mayfield would get in position to kick a game-winning field goal. The exact thing happened.
The truth
and
is,
they
though,
took
Jake,
2 minutes off the clock, and you couldn't do a thing about it.
You're
as great as we want to think Sauce Gardner is, he got beat time after time after time.
The reality is this. There was a minute 40 to go after the excitement of the McDonald return, which I had too. Like, I jumped out of my chair.
Yeah, it's
a
great play.
It was an incredible play. It was a shocking play. The fact the Jets took the lead, stunning turn of events. Once you sit back down in your chair and you see a buck 41 to go, we all know there's too much time. But here's the reality about the New York Jet defense. 141 was too much time. I got news for you. 41 seconds would have been too much time.
Yeah.
30 seconds would have been too much time. 20 seconds would have been too much time. Because on that final drive, on the first play, Baker Mayfield had an open receiver. He just missed him.
Yeah.
30 yards down the field. On the second play, he found Ogbuka for 30 yards. On the third play, he found Ogbuka again, but luckily, by the grace of God, he was slightly out of bounds. And on the fourth play, your boy, Sterling Shepard, went 25-plus yards. The defense had no shot.
Yeah.
The defense was Swiss cheese. So was a minute 40 too much time?
Yeah,
oh, sure it was. So would a 40 seconds. So would a 30 seconds. So would a 20 seconds. It all would have been too much time for this overrated defense. So I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. I'm so sick and tired of, well, but this was good. That was good. The Giants are losers. The Jets are losers until they're not. And I hope we're sitting here one of these Mondays and we're happy and we're talking about them not being losers. But until otherwise, they're losers. That's what we watch every Sunday. And you know what that makes all of us? Even bigger losers. Because we pay the money, we invest the time, and we sit there week after week after week asking, how are you going to cause us pain this Sunday?
The Jets killed Carl.
I mean, I hate all of it. And the Mets, you're lucky. Because they're the biggest losers of them all. Sitting there blowing a wild card lead. So other than that, Tiki, how was your weekend?
Yeah, fantastic. I got my 10-mile run in.
That's great. I'm glad to hear. We'll get to your calls next. 888-808-1019. We'll further examine some of the decisions Aaron Glenn and Brian Daboll made over the weekend, including Aaron Glenn insisting after the game they're not the same old Jets. So we have a ton to get to, and we'll hear from you. We'll take a listen to Coach Aaron Glenn explain to us why the Jets aren't the same old Jets. We'll analyze that coming up in about 15 minutes. Joe B. at 4 o'clock. And more on the way the Giants have fumbled the kicking situation. But let's get to your calls. It's another depressing Monday in New York sports. The Giants lose in Sunday Night Football to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Jets find a new creative way to break their fans' hearts, losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Mets are collapsing. And the Yankees have a real shot at the AL East. 888-808-1019. Dave is in Cranford, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Dave.
Oh, man, I got a lot to say, so I'm going to go fast. So quick question. First of all, this is the first time I've been a Daboll supporter. You know, tried to give the guy, you know, every break. I thought he was turning the corner this season with the way, you know, the preseason went, new energy, yada, yada, yada. Obviously none of that's played out. And, you know, he just got, I mean, the lack of coaching was unreal. And in the post-game press conference, he actually talked about the fact that Dallas played a similar defense, obviously not successfully, but used a split safety, you know, defensive coverage on them.
Right.
And so did KC. And there are ways to attack that. When they take away, when they put 2 to 3 guys on your best player, it should open up for other things in the passing game. And by the way, this was one of the first games that we've lost where you can't point to the offensive line as the reason that we lost. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, this was a frustrating watch because it was winnable in so many ways. And it just felt like, well, they're going to adjust. They're going to find a way to, I don't know, scheme Malik Nabers into space. And it never happened. And it was unique what they were trying to do. They were clouding over top of him, that is keeping a safety, even if they were playing man on top of him. So it was just combo coverages that were going on. And it just felt like somebody else has to go make a play. And the only person who really rose to the occasion consistently was Cam Scataboo, who led the team with total yardage, 60 rushing yards and then 61 receiving yards.
Led him in both.
Yep.
By a lot.
16 touches, whatever it was. He felt like he had the urgency that was necessary to beat one of the best teams over the last half a decade in the NFL. Everybody else, they were playing hard. I'm not saying these guys weren't playing hard, but there's an urgency in moments. And Cam had it. Not a lot of other guys did.
The fewest receptions and yards from a Malik Nabers NFL game before this was 4 catches for 41 yards last year against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
This was 2 catches for 13 yards. How much of this could have been schemed to where the ball ended up in his hands and your best offensive player would have been given a chance to make a play?
I mean, it's hard to litigate that or redesign what the Giants should have done. But I would have loved to have seen run a reverse with Malik Nabers.
Well, you get the ball in his hands.
Just do something to get the ball in his hands. I don't know what the answer was. They were clearly trying to take him away. They were clearly saying, all right, Wando Robinson, beat me. All right, Theo Johnson, beat me. All right, Cam Scataboo, beat me. And Cam did, but a lot of the other guys didn't.
Right.
And so, Russ, I dare you to try to take this throw. And you could see that there was hesitation in Russ's decisions on a lot of these throws, some of them, you know, really ill-advised or late. His best throw of the game was Wandell down the middle of the field for 26 yards at the end of the game. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place. I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
And so, he played poorly. The execution just wasn't there offensively, and you're never winning when that's the case.
WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Eli in the Bronx. What's up, Eli?
Yeah, hey, Evan. Hey, Kiki. Remember I saw you guys at American Dream at the Giants kickoff?
Of course.
I just wanted to say, listen, I remember when the Giants were looking for a head coach right after Joe Judge was fired, and they were looking, and I said Brian Daboll. I gave Brian Daboll. They hired him. I was so pumped. He brought us to the playoffs. It was the high as a Giants fan for me because I'm younger. I don't remember them winning the Super Bowls.
Right.
Brian Daboll, I thought he could have ran for mayor in New York City and could have won. And ever since then, it's just been downhill. And I think last night just finally pushed me to the limit. And I'm like Dave's man. Like what is this? They managed to lose week one, week two, week three. They lost games different every time somehow. The red zone is terrible. I'm saying Joe Shane brought good players in and he just can't perform anything out of them. Listen, I don't know. I don't know what to do with myself anymore. But I think, tell me what you think. I think a great head coaching signing for next year. How about Lane Kiffin?
We've entered the part of the regular season where we're already replacing the current head coach.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I want Lane Kiffin to be the head coach of the New York Giants. And I'm not even thinking about replacing Dave's right now. But it's hard to defend him.
I don't know how you can.
It's hard to say, well, this is the reason some of these things have happened. It's in until you win, that's not going to change.
Look, here's what's impossible to defend, all right? It's basic stuff. But last night, and I'll summarize a few of what the callers have said to start. We all feel the same way. Last night, the offensive line held up pretty well. Last night, Malik Nabers was targeted, had the fewest catches, and the fewest yards of his NFL career. Last night, the New York Giants, again, managed to score a measly 9 points. Why? That's the problem. That's the biggest problem Brian Daboll has.
Yeah.
I can ask those questions and say, now tell me why all that happened. Tell me why we sat there on a Sunday night and watched yet again an inept offense.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line held up. Your best wide receiver, who we all fell in love with, was barely existent. Why? Explain to me like I'm a two-year-old why all of that happened, but more importantly, why you keep losing.
So it's you got to score to win, obviously. And so the Giants against the Cowboys, they scored all of it really from distance. They didn't score in the red zone. Teams are going to methodically move themselves. And if you get big plays, you generally end up in the red zone. The Giants have been in the red zone 10 times this year in the first 3 weeks of the season. They've scored 2 touchdowns.
Mm.
That's 20%, obviously. It's 31st in the league right now. They don't score touchdowns. And when your kicker hurts his poor old groin before the game starts, right after the 90-minute window, and McDominay can't come up off the practice squad and kick for you, you can't score points with your leg either.
Right.
So it's not even circumstance. It's just abject failure. And it's not anybody's fault, but it's everybody's fault.
Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey guys. How are you? Tiki, I know you're in a tough spot, and I've been outspoken about Daboll in the past. I think enough is enough with this guy. I mean, you want to root for him, obviously, because he's coaching your team. But
right.
You listen to him talk, and how many times can you hear him say, you know, I got to get better, we got to watch the film? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's enough is enough.
Just to address, and Chris, I think you're talking about his post-game press conferences. The reason that he does that is he doesn't want to give us, or really the media who he's talking to, something to crush him over.
Right.
I mean, they've been trying to fire him since the second year.
Yeah.
So he doesn't trust them.
Yeah.
So I get why he's obscure and obtuse with them.
One of the things he was obscure and obtuse about after week one, and it created a little bit of buzz, was he wasn't committing to Russell Wilson right after the game.
Yes.
And then the following day, Monday, he said, no, Russell Wilson's my quarterback. Obviously, no questions about that after week two, considering the offensive performance.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, when he was asked after the game about committing to Russell Wilson, he said, hey, like I've told you before, the game just ended. So today's the moment. And when he meets the media on Monday, he has a chance to kind of clarify. So Brian Daboll is meeting the media right now, and he was asked the question about committing to Russell Wilson. I have to be honest with you. I have no idea what his answer is. Do y'all want to listen to it together?
Of course.
Now, before we play it, what do you think he's going to say?
He said Russ is our quarterback.
He's going to commit to Russell Wilson as the quarterback.
That's what he's going to say.
All right. Sean, you want to set this up?
Sure. I believe the question is going to be from Paul Schwartz.
Oh, Paul Schwartz.
Tiki may be surprised by the answer.
Mm. Oh.
After one day, any thoughts on what you're going to do with quarterback moving forward?
Yeah, we just watched the tape here Paul. We're in the meetings with the players right now. Like I said yesterday, you know, in order to improve the passing game, and I'd say that was the number one thing we needed to improve from yesterday, as a collective, everybody's got to be, you know, doing exactly the right stuff. So it's not all on one guy. There's multiple reasons why, you know, certain plays didn't, you know, come out the way we wanted them to come out, and we'll continue to do that.
So Russ remains the starter moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, we're working through, you know, all the personnel decisions, and we'll do that over the next few days.
Hold on, so you're not saying Russ is the starter, right? You're saying you're still working through that?
Yeah, we're doing what we normally do, which is, you know, watch the tape. We're just watching it with the players right now. So, we'll have staff meetings after this, but when we come in, we watch the tape, offense, defense, kicking game as a staff, and then we go meet with the players. That's where we're at right now.
When you say what you normally do, most Monday afternoons, you know who your quarterback's going to be the upcoming week if everyone's healthy, though. This seems a little different, your responses.
Yeah, well, look, we're going through the tape right now. We're evaluating everything.
So quarterback change is on the table.
I'd say we're evaluating everything.
Wow.
Wow.
He did not commit to Russell Wilson.
No,
tape.
He didn't. And I rewatched the tape this morning.
What do you think? You've watched the tape. What's your conclusion?
So there's a couple of things. I just wanted to look at Malik Nabers. So I watched the game, and then I watched Malik Nabers' 7 targets. He only caught 2 of those.
Yes.
For 13 yards, we all know.
Fewest of his career.
One of which was intercepted. There was a play. It was cover 3. So Malik Nabers, the corner is sitting guarding the boundary. The other safety is kind of peeking in, but he's kind of flat-footed. And if Malik Nabers is charging headstrong up to a safety who's standing flat, throw the damn ball. Because he's not going to be able to turn, get up to speed, and catch up to Malik Nabers. Russell holds it and finally throws it late. It has no chance.
Right.
The interception. They're on the 25-yard line, whatever it was, 26-yard line. I can't remember what the yard to gain was. It is, again, cover 3, but it's going to be a man look on Malik Nabers. And I know this from having these conversations with Dave when I was calling games for television. He would tell the quarterback, Daniel, in this case, I'm sure Russell, if you get a man look, just throw it. Give him a chance.
Right.
Throw it to him. And I said this on the post game last night. On that play, there is one guy that can stop Malik Nabers from scoring a touchdown, and he has no chance because Malik Nabers is one-on-one with him.
Right.
When he gets the 10 yards, whatever it is, that ball has to go up. Instead, Russell is looking at Wandell Robinson running an over route to the other side of the field with 2 safeties on top of him. And then he finally goes back to Malik Nabers and throws it late.
That's too late.
Now, maybe he was trying to move the safety, but that safety had no chance to get to Malik Nabers. There was no chance. So there were too many moments of doubt in Russell Wilson's mind. And I think he knew he had to throw it, but he didn't want to. And that indecision cost them a couple of big plays.
Mm.
So that, amongst everything else, tells me that they're not going to have a favorable grade on Russell Wilson.
Well, it tells me, based on you watching the tape and you're explaining it to us, player explaining it to us, which I appreciate, and between Brian Daboll not committing to an answer on Monday afternoon, we've seen the last of Russell Wilson. I'm just giving you a logical conclusion to what Brian Daboll just said as he got peppered with questions, and a great job by the giant media by not letting it go. Because right. When he says it's normal, it's not normal. You don't sit there on Monday afternoon.
I'm sure it's normal, but not to evaluate it this long.
Right. Like, you're not sitting there on Monday afternoon saying, we'll see. We're still evaluating the quarterback position.
But this was my take in after week one. The whole, and I will keep coming back to it because I just kind of like that phrase because of your guy, George W.
Yeah.
Bush. Fool me once. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice, it's shame on me.
Yeah.
And Dave's got fooled with the Daniel Jones stuff. He waited too long to pull the trigger. And we know what happened.
The
last night, as I'm watching the game, and I don't think this is a reason to make a quarterback change, but I'm just going to describe what I was thinking, and now putting it together with Brian Daboll just said, you've got Jackson Dart, who is the hope. He's the hope for the Giant fan. Rightfully so. When all things are wrong, you can at least tell yourself, maybe I have a franchise quarterback.
That's right.
Okay? Which I get. Jackson Dart comes on the field. You can feel the electricity from the crowd, even though we all knew they weren't going to do anything.
Well, you know why? You know why they feel the electricity?
What's that?
Because you don't know.
You don't know, even though you kind of do. He's going to hand the ball off to Cam Scott.
Okay, but even then, it doesn't matter.
Right.
When Russell Wilson's on the field, you kind of know.
Well, you know the answer, right. I get that. But there was excitement when Jackson was on the field.
Yes.
He comes off the field, and I do not blame Giant fans for doing this, yeah, even if rationally you shouldn't.
Right, but I think it's less about that. I think it's less about the emotional reaction. It's more about what are we going to see. I think Jackson Dart is it. This is why I love and hate young quarterbacks. You guys know I hate rookies.
But, yes.
But with quarterbacks in particular, this is why. They don't know enough to know when they're wrong.
Right.
So they're not going to not throw a pass because it's ill-advised.
They're not going to overthink it. They're just going to do it.
They're just going to do it.
Right, right.
And so when you have an elite wide receiver like Malik Nabers, just do it.
Yeah.
Right? You'll learn, or maybe you'll just be hugely successful.
Right.
And Russ is too, he's too old and grizzled and seen all the bad stuff that comes from doing those things to actually just do it. But that's what Dabes wants.
Well, let's hear more from Brian Daboll. He's meeting the media now. He is not committed to Russell Wilson being the quarterback. Now, set this clip up, Sean.
Okay, so Brian Daboll was further asked in a press conference that has since wrapped about when he'll know when Jackson Dart is able to start. And this is kind of an interesting answer he gives here.
You've talked a lot about Jackson and having different checkpoints and, you know, that you want him to hit before you put him in and before he's able to, you know, play and start. Has he checked off all the boxes for you? Like, has he done all the, has he reached all those checkpoints that you would feel confident of making that decision if that's a decision you make to go with him?
Well, we put him in the game for the last 2 weeks, so we wouldn't put anybody in the game we don't feel confident with.
Mm. He's going to go to him. Yeah. I would be, you know, if you asked me 2 hours ago, I would have said, nah, Russ will get one more week. And if they get off to a bad start against the Chargers, I can definitely see them making a change, especially in the toxic environment of playing at home. But based on that answer and based on his answers a day after, I think we're going to see Jackson Dart's real debut on Sunday.
No, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. And you can't go back.
Oh, no, once you do it, right. Once you pull that Band-Aid off, that's it. Are you in favor of this?
I am, because I don't think that Russ has it in him right now or ever.
Mm.
I don't think he has it in him. I think he's great,
yeah,
for this team because he's so positive and he's a fantastic leader. But I don't think he has the game left in him.
Yeah.
And I know that's hard to say after he threw for 450 yards against the Cowboys, but the better defenses, he's not willing.
I'm telling you, I've seen it way too many times before, and the best example I'm going to give you is Justin Verlander randomly. Mm-hmm. When he was a Met, he goes 8 scoreless. And you're like, oh, it's the old Justin Verlander. But you know 5 days later, he's probably not going to do that again.
No,
you see
right.
Flashes of greatness from formerly great players. See, you spoiled us. You retired before this even happened to you.
No,
but that's what happens to great players at the end.
No.
It's the damn truth.
Yeah, and the reason you can't waffle with this, once a decision is made, it's got to be made. Because the last thing you need or want is a locker room saying, well, we should have stuck with this guy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they bench Russell Wilson if they cut him.
At this point, they probably should.
What about trading him to Cincinnati?
Or yeah.
I'm being honest, though.
Because Jake Browning was not it.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
We had that discussion 5 days ago. It's a very different discussion now.
Right.
After the way Browning played, B, the way Wilson played, and C, where the Giants are going. Are you in favor of making this move? Because it certainly sounds like Jackson Dart's going to start Sunday.
I have to be. And I'm following the breadcrumbs. I have no choice but to trust the head coach, no matter what you think of him. He's put him in the game, like he just said, multiple weeks. He became the number 2 quarterback, and he looked good in August. And frankly, for all the worries we have about throwing Jackson Dart to the Wolves versus good defenses and not being ready, man, 2 out of the 3 weeks, Russell Wilson can't crack 10 points and has made some really bad, ill-advised throws.
That's the thing.
So, yeah. So
you look at the anemia, it feels to be the case when you get in the red zone. And the decision, that penultimate possession, not the last one, which was at midfield.
I mean, second to last, fellas.
Yes, I know. The one in the red zone. It was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
One to the tunnel, one to the goalpost.
And then the QB draw in between. Now, yeah. I get the QB draw because they were running to Bo's side. They were running an ET game. So the tackle or the end crashes down on the tackle and the guard pins him. And then the D tackle loops around. They sniffed out the draw.
Right.
So the D tackle just stayed there and nobody was blocking him.
If Jackson Dart gets the start Sunday, and it certainly sounds that way based on Brian Daboll's tone, my question for Tommy isn't, do you support it? Clearly you do. He wears Start Dart on his shirt every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take the sign off? Since
if Dart starts, mission, you got to take it off.
Yeah,
right?
Mission's accomplished.
Start Dart.
Once Jackson Dart is named the starter, the sign that is on my chest will come off.
Will it be replaced by mission accomplished?
No.
That's another ode to President Bush.
I was just about to say, I'll come up with something else to wear on the chest.
All right.
Can I just throw this out there, though? Is it possible? I think they're going to Dart. Is it possible they go to Jameis first? Now, hear me out. They're at home. You know Winston, at bare minimum, Teak, will play a more exciting brand of football. So I think the fan base will at least enjoy some of the touchdowns and the roller coaster ride.
No, I don't think so. I think Jameis, and this is, I have no idea. I have no idea at all. This is me speculating. It's not coming from anybody or anything. This is just me. When they signed Jameis Winston, they signed him to be the backup. They signed him for the eventuality if Russell Wilson wasn't the guy. And that could have meant two things. We don't draft a quarterback, so Russell's not the guy. We'll go with Jameis Winston. We do draft a quarterback, and we like this young quarterback, and he checks all the boxes, and he can play, then Russ becomes expendable. I just alluded to what could happen.
Yeah, yeah, cutting him, trading him.
And Jameis Winston is our backup.
Yeah.
That's why this quarterback room was constructed the way it was. They were setting a plan for any eventuality.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, it only took three games to get to it. But I really could see Russell Wilson not being on this team in the short term.
No, you'd actually be doing him a favor. 100%. If you're benching him, you're almost saying, you know what, Russ, we appreciate it. We know this wasn't ideal. We're going to cut you so you can join every other former Giant having success elsewhere. We're going to be nice. Here's the thing about Winston, because I heard Al Dukes endorse him earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear Al Dukes endorsing Jameis Winston to be the next quarterback of the New York Football Giants?
I am calling for Jameis Winston. Let's have some fun. Malachi Corley.
And that would be the shirt. Let's have some fun. In August, and it's not August anymore. In August, I believed that Jameis Winston should have been the backup. I believe that you can control going to Dart a lot easier by having him not dress and be the third stringer. Once they made the decision to flip over Winston and make Dart the backup, the Jameis Winston option does not exist. So while I was a supporter of that, and I think I was right, not that we want to get in the weeds on that, I would have made Winston the backup. I think now that Brian Daboll, and you even heard it in that clip, say, obviously, he was on the field. We think he's close to being ready. I think you've already skipped over the Jameis Winston option.
Yeah.
And where I really disagree also is, remember this, when you draft a young quarterback, the guy who's starting and keeping you from that young guy becomes your enemy. Fair or not.
Mm-hmm.
If Jameis Winston was named the starter, it would take one drive for Giant fans to be chanting, we want Dart.
You're delaying the inevitable.
You're delaying the inevitable, and you're forcing the blame from anti-Russell Wilson to just immediately become anti-Jameis Winston. That's what would happen.
Yeah.
It would serve zero purpose in doing it now.
Right.
But we're going to get a quarterback move. I mean, those comments, scream it.
There's one more note about this. This is from Charlotte Carroll. When asked if Brian Daboll met with Russell Wilson today, Daboll said they had their usual team meeting and he'll go in the quarterback room soon like he normally does. So he hadn't met individually with the quarterbacks yet, which would speak to why he didn't just announce this.
Right.
Interesting. Let's go to Mo in Brooklyn. What's up, Mo?
Yeah, I think that the Giants this year is more successful than last year. The games are more funner to watch. It's more exciting. And Russell Wilson, the second week, was very good.
I'm gonna argue with you about something. You said it's more exciting? Okay, so last year, after they got blown out by the Vikings, they lost a tough game to the Commanders, very similarly, because they didn't have a kicker.
No kicker.
They beat the Cleveland Browns. That's called winning a game. They lost a close game on a Thursday night to Dallas, and then they beat Seattle. They were 2-3, and they were competitive in four of the first five games. So the idea that this is more exciting than last year,
no, you're wrong,
is a lie.
Right, because the Seattle game, a game I called, that was the Tyrone Tracy breakout game.
Yeah.
And it felt like, man, this team has, they're punching above their weight every week, but I feel like they can be in any and every game. And then the injury started to pile up, and it all went to crap. Dabes can't wait. Like, he doesn't have the... He doesn't have the equity with anyone. I'm talking internal and out and external to just say, "Eh, we'll figure this out." You know, we're a good team. It'll play itself out as the season goes on. He can't do that.
Mm.
And so, winning is paramount, and optimism is paramount, and belief really that this team can do anything is paramount. And Russ is not going to give that to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.